This is Fright Film Radio. I'm Samantha Sarturi from the 53rd New York Film Festival, and this morning I'm here with Nanni Moretti, director of My Mother. Buongiorno, Nanni.
Buongiorno a voi.
You are one of the voices of my generation, and even in this movie, which is very personal, we can find a lot of our inability to handle our lives. How much you feel this responsibility in the writing stage?
Ma, 30 anni fa facevo un po' il difficile, lo schizzinoso.
30 years ago, I didn't like it when people would tell me that in my movies I would tell the story of an entire generation, of my generation. I thought it was belittling. I would say, well, why don't you talk about cinema as a whole, and why are you saying that I'm the mirror of a generation? Now I've really changed my mind about that. If truly talking about my own experience, I can succeed in telling a story that belongs to other people as well, well, this is great. It's a great honor.
Insomma, sono molto felice di questo.
How this movie got started and why did you decide to do it now?
Ma durante la durante le riprese.
During the shooting of Abemus Papam, We Have a Pope, my mother got sick, and then she passed away during the editing stage. And after the movie was finished, I felt the need to tell the story. The story of a filmmaker who, in the movie though, is a woman. Right from the start, I felt that I wanted to have a woman as a protagonist, a woman who was very committed to her work, and then the story of her relationship with her mother. And I started writing the script together with three other writers who are women. If you were to ask me whether this helped me in terms of elaborating my grief, I don't think it was successful that way. I don't think that cinema can be therapeutic for the filmmaker. In terms of the viewers, maybe it can, and I'm saying this based on the letters I receive about this, but not for myself. In the past, I've made many movies on my neuroses, my insecurities, and I have not changed. So, yeah, it doesn't help myself personally.
Mi sono raccontato, però non è che poi sono cambiato.
You mentioned letters you received from the viewers and the feeling of inadequacy. Can you tell a little bit more about what people share with you?
Sì, è un film anche sul...
Yes, it is a movie on feeling that one is not adequate to situations, on people not liking themselves, and not being at peace with oneself. Margherita often feels that she is inadequate, and that's the way I feel in real life often when I'm in public, and in my private life as well.
Mi fa piacere quando qualcuno... mi scrive che...
And I'm very pleased when somebody writes to me that they felt like, as if they were a brother or sister of Giovanni and Margherita. So by talking about my own mother, I was able to give a voice to people I don't even know.
During the press conference, you said something really interesting about acting. You said that you like when there is a distance between the actor and the character. In general terms, the awards are given to very realistic approach, what we call overacting. For years, you have been taking the opposite direction. Can you share a little bit more with us? Is this a new acting style that needs to be rewarded?
Insomma, nuovo, non penso di scoprire io nulla.
Well, I don't think I've discovered anything new, but let's just say that as a spectator, and as a director, as a filmmaker, I don't like those actors who are so in character, that who dive into a character so much that they disappear as people. Whereas this kind of performance is always very successful in terms of the audience and of critics' comments. But I do like to see the actor's personality shine through.
The situation in Italy is very complicated right now, in terms of space for young people, and also in cinema. I was wondering, there is any young talent, writers or filmmakers you would like to recommend us?
Ma, Sorrentino e Garrone.
Well, Sorrentino and Garrone are no longer kids, and they're very well known internationally by now. I can think of Saverio Costanzo and Alice Rovacher, who actually got recognized internationally in Cannes last year with the Jury Prize, and then Leonardo Di Costanzo.
My Mother is going to be released in US, in New York, August 26, 2016. Can you talk about your relation with US audiences?
Well, I had my first experience yesterday when I actually sat in the movie theater and watched my film together with a New York audience. I had not watched the film anymore since I saw it in Cannes a few months back. And I perceived that the audience was really into the movie. They actually laughed a great deal at the right moments, and then right after, when scenes became dramatic, they were very careful, and they were very attentive and moved. And I can't imagine a better audience for this particular movie for me.
Great, good luck for the opening. Thanks to Nanni Moretti, thanks a lot to Lilia Pino Bluhen for the translation. I'm Samantha Sartori from New York Film Festival 2016 for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.